OM.com.
Next, the Invaders in Color.
So happy to be here on this Tuesday afternoon with you. And of course, Rob, as a producer of this program, Rob, it's good to have you back here, sir.
Mark, it's good to be back.
When can we get rid of you?
Let's start right now.
Blaney will kill me. I'll tell you what, by the way, you were terrific the other night. I just wanted you to know it. I sold tickets to the event. I made a lot of money when you got up and spoke. But, hey, listen, the business of this station is informing you. That's what we're here for. Why I'm here, I don't know. But that's what we're here for. And the best way we can inform you is by your involvement in this program. I welcome you all the time to WMNF 88.5. This is Midpoint Talk with your hero, Mark Biro, and, of course, your telephone calls at 813-239-9663. That's the number to call if you want to participate. And, you know, I was so excited about getting here and doing the program that, believe it or not, I left my glasses at home. So I'm over here squinting. I'm already a blind son of a gun. But I'm here, and I'll make it through the day. Call us again at 813-239-9663. You know, everybody has been commenting without knowing anything about the Mueller report. It's Mueller time, folks. And it's really sad that we're left with really not knowing. I keep hearing that they're going to release very shortly, within days, the actual report. I don't know. Maybe it's me, but I won't know until we do it. I won't believe it till I see it and read it. I know our attorney general has already chimed in with a four-page report letter, sort of dovetailing, you know, what the report is. I really don't know how big the report, how many pages it is, but John Gilmore of Executive Session, I believe yesterday, read the entire four-letter. And in the middle, I fell asleep. I meant to thank John when he comes in. I'll tell him how much he helped me with my sleep. But it was very informative. It really was, because, I don't know, you get the real flavor of what the attorney general was thinking without having a reference point. You know what I think about when I see something like that, that kind of procedure? I think about the Warren Report. When I was a kid, I was all of 13 years old when the Warren Report was issued. And with a great deal of fanfare, we received all kind of printed versions of the Warren Report. Bantam Books, the New York Times, all the publishing companies all over the country mostly in the East, but they all published the Warren Report. How many of you, raise your hand, remember that? Not you, Rob. I'm going to have to throw you out like my teachers used to throw me out, really. But seriously, that's true. I was like, Rob, I picked it up. I was 13 years old. And that was an 888-page report. And guess what? Your favorite A student, Mark Biro, read the entire thing. It wasn't assigned by the school or anything. Like I told you, I was a straight A student. All A's. A F, a D, another F. I got thrown out of every class I was in. It was all, you know, me being me. But by the way, my mother was a very good PTA mother. She was at school every day. She knew the teachers on a first name basis, and they could count on her to straighten my little butt out. I don't know why I did the things I did, but anyway, the Warren Report came out, and I was able, for the first time in my life, able to talk to my teachers about the detail in the Warren Report. Let's face it. Most people know that the Warren Report said Lee Oswald by himself shot President Kennedy, firing 3 shots at his motorcade. And 2 days later, Jack Ruby, with no tie whatsoever, out of grief for having, he said, Mrs. Kennedy have to come back to Dallas to testify, he shot Oswald. And that was it. And for years, as I delved into this and read other books, and by the way, I bought it like you did. Most people bought it. I mean, my own intellectual reasoning skills said, why would they lie? Well, it's not so much, there's a little nuance there. It's not that anybody lied per se. There are various reasons and explanations, saving the country, the trauma of really not knowing who shot President Kennedy. That was one fear. The many unanswered questions when you delved into it. See, the Warren Report, just like the Mueller Report, the Warren Report was 888 pages, and they published millions of copies of the Warren Report. However, what a lot of Americans didn't know or didn't care or didn't have the time to pay attention. And believe me, I think we had more attention skills then than we do now. But accompanying the 888-page report, within a month, the government printing office printed up 26 volumes of hearings and evidence. And it's the only document printed by the United States printing office that had no index. A lot of people don't know that. There was no index to the Warren Report. So a woman in New York, Sylvia Mayer, sat down. And by the way, there were only 3,000 copies of the hearings and evidence that were published. 3,000. Millions of copies of the Warren Report, which refers to the, by the way, we don't have one here in Tampa at the Tampa Library. We have one maybe at USF. There are portions, but You could go online now and maybe get it. But it took a woman, a housewife, Sylvia Mayer, almost 2 years, I think, for her to do all the indexing. And because of that, people who seriously wanted to research were able to get her index and use it. These were the very early days. You only had one person who was insane enough to go against the tide, and that was Mark Lane. He was a New York assemblyman, and he wrote a book later that became a bestseller. And really, it was a brief in defense of Oswald. Who in God's name wanted to defend Oswald? Do you remember anybody? All of us wanted him 10 feet under and were jealous that we didn't beat Jack Ruby to the task. Now, I'm being long-winded about this, but I have to tell you, the Warren Report looked a great deal like a work of thoroughness by the investigatory agency, the Warren Commission. I mean, they even had, as part of their exhibits, a copy of Jack Ruby's mother's dental charts. That's not even relevant if Jack Ruby bit Oswald to death. And I always tell everybody when I used to lecture on that the Dallas police couldn't have been that bad because, after all, they caught Jack Ruby. And most people went over their heads, but Jack Ruby shot Oswald in the sheriff in the basement of the Dallas police station. But anyway, I say all of that, all this story, to get to the point, and that is the Mueller report should be public. Listen, if there's any redaction because of grand jury testimony, whatever, that could be done inside of a day, easily. Why do you think they're playing around with that? Do we have another? The Warren Report was a lot more open and available to the public. Why do you think the Mueller report is not open? And why did our president, I have friends of mine that came to me and told me, well, you know, he's not lying. I go, no, he doesn't lie. You guys were big on Hillary Clinton is such a liar. You got to be kidding me, right? Compared to this guy, it's not even close. And by the way, for some reason, I'm not able to get my call screening page up here. But anyway, I don't know. Maybe it's me. But if you could tell me why you think that report should still be not available to us. We waited 2 years for the results of this thing, and we're not able to get it. Why is that? Why do you think that is? Shouldn't this have been prepared ahead of time, knowing what the procedure was going to be, so that we could at least view a copy of that report? Is it me? Am I out of my mind? Well, yeah, let's not answer that question. We all know I am. But still, for wanting to know the answer to that question, I'd like to hear it from you. Of course, here we go again. I try to elicit a real good response from you, and let's see if you respond. Every time we get, thank you, Rob, by the way. You know, Rob fixed this thing for me here. I don't know what happened to you.
No.
You don't know the reason?
It was sabotage.
Sabotage, huh? Okay. Warning, warning. Danger. Danger, Will Robinson. Okay. So you already know where I'm going. You're listening to Midpoint Talk and the ramblings of your hero, Mark Biro, on WMNF 88.5. And by the way, my salutations to Dan Ruth. I walked in the studio. He walked out immediately. I don't blame him.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
That's right. Warning. By the way, that's the voice of Dick Tufeld. He was the announcer to the robot on Lost in Space. Here is Frank in Sarasota. Hello, Frank.
How you doing?
All right, sir. What about you?
I'm doing fine. I would also like to point out that the Ken Starr Report was 3 volumes, and it became a bestseller.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
It came out. It was published. So everybody could read, you know, 3 volumes about what Ken Starr discovered.
Wow. I know I read edited versions of the hearings, but...
Anyway,
I don't know why they could publish 3 volumes. I don't know why they can't do this.
Right, exactly. Well, it's because they hounded Clinton for, what, ever since he was the governor.
Yeah, and it was about nothing.
It was all about nothing, right?
Of course.
So it was 3 volumes about nothing. And can I ask you a question?
Okay.
Sure. I want to know, can you tell me where the boundaries of Tampa are, West Tampa, East Tampa? You know, Rob and Dan were talking about that. I live in Sarasota, so I'm always sort of curious, you know, is there a dividing line between East and West and North and South? I mean, I've obviously been to Tampa. I've been to WMNF and Raymond James and all that. You know, I've been to a lot of...
Well, you're not far. You're not far from the most northern part of West Tampa if you've been to Raymond James.
Oh.
I lived 3 blocks diagonally from Raymond James, or what used to be Alopez Field. And
right.
You're in that general West Tampa area. West Tampa was divided by the interstate.
Oh, really? By 275?
Yeah. They cut right through the heart of West Tampa and Ybor City.
Okay.
And Seminole Heights.
Oh, okay.
But that's generally the area.
Oh, okay. So West Tampa is sort of Ybor City and West.
Yes, Ybor City and Ybor City, where you could get, where you get to the Hillsborough River after downtown Tampa, you got the outskirts of Ybor City and the beginnings of West Tampa.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's generally it.
And what about New Tampa?
New Tampa, I don't even know it. It's so new. It's way out. It's north. It's way out north.
Oh, okay.
But yeah. We weren't allowed to go that far north when we were kids.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, thanks for clearing that up for me.
Okay, Frank.
All right.
I appreciate the call.
Have a good one.
You too, man. My regards to Sarasota. Let's talk to Glenn in Bradenton. Hello, Glenn.
How are we doing, Mark?
Real good, sir.
Here's my spin on the Mueller report. 2 years, the Congress didn't pay for it. The judiciary didn't pay for it. Who do you think paid for it?
We did.
The taxpayers paid for it. So they should take, and I agree with you, redact the information that needs to be classified or confidential and give us the report. If they're unwilling to do that, even with a FOIA request, then we want our money back. Give us the money back, and we'll forget about it. But until you do one or those two things, the taxpayers and the citizens of this country are getting cheated.
Okay, I agree with you, Glenn. Let me ask you. My question was, why do you think they're not allowing us to see it?
I think it'll eventually come out, but until there is mass protest that we want it and we demand to see it and do some civil disobedience, they're going to bury it because that's politics. It's gotten worse since the Warren Report. I can tell you that.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you.
So give us the money back or give us the report. Those are there's the only two options, and we should put pressure on our representatives and our senators and have them request that on our behalf as well.
Thank you, Glenn. I appreciate your viewpoint very much. I'm glad you called in. You're listening to Midpoint Talk with your hero, Mark Biro, on a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Well, if I didn't dampen it, on 88.5 WMNF. Here is Ted in Ellenton, world famous Ellenton. Hello, Ted.
For his glasses.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Why don't you ask Rob for his glasses?
He's the one that took mine.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
Oh, so you're just running blind.
Yes, that I always do.
Yep.
At least I'm pure at heart.
Yes, you are. You're pure at heart. Lost your mind somewhere.
Yes, I did a long time ago.
In Ybor City.
Yes, that's right.
Now, it's been less than 120 hours since this report has come out.
Yes.
I want everybody to pump the brakes a little bit.
Pump the brakes?
Yeah.
You mean kind of prime them?
Yeah. You know, just tap them. Let's slow down.
Okay.
And?
If we slow down, what happens?
Nothing.
Oh, I see. Well, that sounds very salient. I appreciate that very much. What the hell is that guy talking about? Okay, here is Simon in Lakeland. Hello, Simon.
Hi, Mark. How you doing?
All right, man.
Well, I wanted to say a statement, but let me get to this. You know, the Malleus Maleficarum only lasted 200 years in the witch hunt. So this lasted 2 years. It'll probably last longer, knowing that if Trump loses in 2020, there'll still be another 4 years of discussion of Trump. If he wins again, there'll be another 8 years plus another four or another eight to four. So it'll be discussing Trump for quite a bit. But I have a question on the Mueller report, but I wanted to say something. I put out a statement on Facebook for WMNF, and it was received positively. It said, the junkies got their fix back. Remember Connie Burton, the black activist that was fired and filed a grievance and was turned down?
Yes.
Is this white privilege? All the minions are white. Rob Lori is WMNF, and don't let any board member or general manager tell you otherwise. King Lori is back. Let's start a petition for Rob Lori for general manager.
Okay. What else?
Okay. The Mueller report. Do you think the Russian military intelligence was trying to undermine Putin?
Undermine Putin?
Yes.
I would say no. I'm sure that there's some struggles underneath somewhere in all governments that try to undermine the leadership. Why do you pose that?
Because if indeed Putin is all-knowing and there were 12 Russian military intelligence officers that were indicted by Mueller, why didn't Mueller indict Putin in absentia?
I don't know. I don't know what the limits are. I don't know. Let me ask you, do you think we can find the answer to that if they release a report?
I would have to agree with Glenn Greenwald, and we need to move on.
Yeah.
We need to take care of the country with regard to pharmaceuticals, with regard to health care, immigration reform. Let's move on.
Well, would you say that moving on, part of that business is to remove all those benefits from the average working American?
all those benefits, such as in what essence are you speaking of?
I'm speaking of medical benefits, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, all of that. Don't you think that moving on with the business as it is currently led by people who would like to eliminate those things, is that where we move on?
I don't think anyone's mentioned eliminating those benefits in their entirety.
Okay, you don't think so, huh?
No, I know so.
All right.
My health care insurance has gone up to almost $2,400 a month. I had to readjust my deductible.
Wow. $2,400 a month, huh? God, I wish I had that.
I could be driving.
Of course you earn it. I don't.
I could be driving a Ferrari and still have $800 in my pocket.
What a guy. All right, Simon, until Eckersley returns as a reliever, I appreciate it.
No, Ted Abernathy.
Ted Abernathy. He wasn't bad.
Abernathy.
He led the civil rights march. I'm just kidding.
Chicago
All right.
Cup.
Yes. All right, Simon, thank you. Let's go to Jeff in Lakeland. Hello, Jeff.
How you doing? So I guess we're supposed to believe that the Trump Tower meeting was about Russian adoption. We're still supposed to believe that, right?
Well, I don't know, because unless we see the report, we really don't know what they were thinking.
Right, and that's the problem, that we haven't seen the report, and all the reporters are reporting on this four-page thing that Barr came out with, but there's nothing there that's really substantial.
I agree.
General comments, and I would tell everybody to look forward to what he spawned off to, like, the Southern District of New York, because I think when they get into his finances, this was so specifically oriented to collusion, but I think the stuff that he sent to the Southern District of New York is going to be interesting to see how that pans out.
Well, I think you're of the opinion, like I am, that it should be released.
Right. Exactly right.
All right, Jeff. Thanks so much. So far, I haven't really seen anybody that doesn't want it. Here is Bill in Homosassa.
Hey, Mark.
How you doing?
I'm a greater American today. Rob's back.
Yes, I understand.
Yes, and with all this crap with Trump and all this stuff, I thought, man, there is no end to this. And here he signed up today, and I am so happy. Really, really, truly. I mean,
I'm glad to hear that, Bill. We're all happy.
Well, good. And yeah, you too. I know you are.
As I told everybody, keep hope alive.
Yes, and it works, but I don't know about... Now, this Mueller report, what do you think about this mess?
Well, I think I said already, it should be released. What do you think?
Well, yeah, totally. And then they're going to spin and throw. I've never seen so much in my entire life, and I'm not, well, I am old. I've been around a lot. But this shifty, shifty bunch we got right now, I think they're going to get away with it.
Well, let's wait and see, okay?
Yeah, I guess so. Rob's back, so maybe not. I hope. But I'm so happy Rob's back.
Well, I'm glad you've expressed it. I appreciate it, Bill. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Bye.
Yeah, I think we are all happy. And let's talk to Chuck in Tampa. Hello, Chuck.
Hey, how you doing, Mark?
All right, sir.
Uh-oh, old Chucky's watching too much Rachel Maddow. I guess do we have to bring in John to read that report again? Because it clearly states, no crimes within Trump or his campaign, no collusions with the Russians. It clearly states it. And the only underlying thing is that he wasn't sure about the obstruction. So he handed it over to Rod Rosenstein and Bill Barr, and they made the decision there was no crime there.
Yeah, you're happy
it's
with
pretty,
that, right?
It's pretty black and white.
Yeah, well, let me put it to you this way. Until we see it, we don't...
This garbage.
Well, we know what Barr said. We know what Barr said.
And Rod Rosenstein.
Well...
They both made the decision. Well, he's the Rod Rosenstein? You mean to tell me they're covering up for Trump now? Is that what we're saying?
Well...
Mueller's doing a cover-up for Trump?
I don't want to get into that because I don't know.
Either.
I don't know. Don't you think we ought to know? With our own eyes?
Well, your own Aunt Nancy Pelosi, she said today, time to move on. And you know what she's doing? She's working with Trump to try to lower prescription drug costs. So
yeah,
let's move on. You know, you guys, it'll come out and nothing's going to change.
All right, Chuck.
I think it's time to move on.
Yeah. Okay.
And okay.
All right, sir.
Have a good day, buddy.
You too. Let's move on. You're listening to Midpoint Talk with your hero, Mark Biro, on WMNF 88.5 FM. This is your community radio station, and I think we've demonstrated that. Here is Danny in Tampa. Hello, Danny.
Hey, Mark. Well, you know, Chuck is pretty sure of that. That's it. Well, we really don't know. And I'll tell you what, I'm sure that I don't think that Mueller, when he said it's a jump ball and obstruction, that he meant for Barr and Rosenstein to say, well, that means that he's that there's no obstruction of justice. I don't think so. And I tell you, why can't Mueller, if that's true, why can't Mueller come at one point and say, I didn't mean that. That's not what I meant.
Well,
you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
If they don't release the report, we'll subpoena Barr and subpoena Mueller.
Look, Danny, there are so many things that are just understandable by the average thinking person. And the other point of view is, one, there's no critical thinking, and I'll go beyond that. I'll say it again, and more people are expressing what I've said before, and that is, they don't care about anything.
Nope.
They really don't.
They don't. They don't. If it was up to them, and that Trump should never be questioned by the press, they should always just adore him every day and go, yes, sir, yeah, you're right. That's what they want. That's exactly what they would. That's their version of Trump's presidency. You know, let me tell you, now Trump has now, and did you hear about that? Now he's telling the networks, called up the networks, television networks, and has an enemies list saying that anybody who thought there was collusion, they should let them on as a guest on the network.
Yeah.
Last night, Rudy Giuliani was on with Chris Cuomo, and he was telling Chris Cuomo, are you going to apologize? And Chris Cuomo told him, not a chance. Never.
Of course not.
Never. What about your station? He goes, no, I'm proud of my station, and they shouldn't apologize either. And he told him straight out just like that. And as far as Simon said, we're going to be talking about Trump, and after he leaves office for 4 more years, well, that's true. But you know, there's a good chance that Simon, that he could be indicted along with his children. We still have to see what the New York District says here, and there's a long way to go here. So we will be talking about him, I personally will be happy to see, or will be very happy to see them all in handcuffs, because that's where they belong. I don't care. I don't agree with Mueller. I think there was collusion, and I think that there was obstruction. I don't understand what the hell Mueller was doing. I don't get it. And there was a obstruction right in the open in front of our faces. Come on, Mark. What's going on there? It's a punt on obstruction, Mark?
Maybe we ought to start the chant, lock them up.
Yeah, that would be a
lock
good
them up.
That would be a good chance, and bring Ron Paranofsky back.
Ron Paranofsky, another great one. I like it. All right, Danny, I appreciate it. Ron Paranofsky. If anybody would know, it'd be Danny. Here is Rod in Largo. Hello, Rod.
How you doing?
Real good, sir.
I think that Barr is just another Trump flunky. And I go back to the same thing I've been saying about Trump from day one. If you're not guilty of anything, then why wouldn't you just let them do what they need to do? He's fought the investigation every step of the way,
well,
right, short of firing Mueller. And it's the same thing with the report. If there's no collusion and nothing went on, then why wouldn't they just let the report out and say, here, read it for yourself?
Well, you know, the only thing I could use myself as an example, but during the hearings into Benghazi, the endless hearings on Benghazi against Hillary Clinton, I supported all of them.
Right.
Because I knew in the end it was all BS. And they came up with nothing. and they were really aggressive about getting something, and they couldn't do it. None of these Republicans could do it.
No.
And it's sad.
If you've done nothing wrong, then it's the same thing. Then you don't act like you're guilty. You say, you know what, investigate all you want. I'll cooperate with you all you want. It's the same thing with the report. If Barr, I'm sure he probably read the report already and knows what's in there.
Who, Roseanne?
What's that?
Roseanne?
Yeah, the Attorney General.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Okay. And if there's nothing, if it is what he says it is, there was nothing there and everything, no collusion. I don't even know how you could say that. There was a ton of collusion within the campaign with the Russians. I don't know how you could say there wasn't. But if there's nothing in there to show that Trump didn't do anything or did anything wrong or didn't do anything wrong, then why wouldn't you just let the report, you know what, here, give it out to the American public, let them read it. Short of any kind of national security stuff,
why
don't you just put it out?
I appreciate the thoughts, Rod. I agree with you. Thank you for calling. And man, that's what you can even see him probably playing that in jail. Here is Kevin in Bradenton. Hello, Kevin.
Hello, Mark. Hey, it's great to hear Rob and you together, since you're the first two that allowed me to open mouth and insert foot on public radio.
Okay.
So, we're kind of like the blind leading the blind, you and I, but, you know, we know that in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king, so.
I don't know what you're talking about. I can't see your point.
You know, I just want to throw a couple of quick things in it. You know, yes, I wish the report gets released, and I really don't want to rehash everything that people have said, you know, and I'm not, you know, saying that we need to move on entirely. But, you know, I think that there's something else that's been going on that, you know, could be more or less, I mean, actually of greater importance, ultimately, and could even influence the election, and I think that it's just being so underreported and so little time spent on it that I don't know that it ever will have the impact that it should have, and that is simply the inequality of wealth and the inequality of income, and to the point where in our country, you know, workers are dehumanized because of the competition that they have for, you know, for a greater profit from the employers by, you know, threatening their jobs or whatever. And then I want to tie that in with healthcare, because like Simon mentioned, you know, how much he has to pay per month, and mentioned that he could be driving a Ferrari if he didn't have to pay that much. Well, my thought on him saying that would be basically there's some people dying somewhere that wish that they could live if they had the money to pay for their health care. So I don't know. I mean, I know Simon probably works hard, but I think somehow that...
Well, don't you think it's funny that Trump and his administration came into power promising to replace Obamacare with something better, and all we got is his lack of dealership in that issue? On that issue, right. Where is the deal?
And
he had Republicans in office to help him. Why do you think that is? Because they don't want it.
And you know, it's still going on with him blaming McCain, basically, for, you know, his greatest failure.
Yeah, it's very sad.
Yeah, it really is.
And a guy, you know, like McCain.
I know, but...
Unbelievable.
I want to also mention one thing that you guys constantly say is that, you know, the Trump people just don't care.
No, they don't.
Well, you know, in a general sense, they don't. But, you know, there is one thing they care about.
What's that?
Money. Money.
Oh, yeah.
It's always about money. Come on. You can't think that the average Trump person doesn't think that, you know, they're going to try to become better off because of Trump. So ultimately, when we elect people, it's, you know, who's going to make your pocket? That's what people think about, right? But the big scam is that it's not happening and people think it is. So anyway, that's my two cents.
All right, Kevin, thanks a lot, man. Thanks for the call.
Appreciate you guys. Okay,
appreciate it very much. Let's go down here. Let's talk to Joe in St. Petersburg. Hello, Joe. What do you know?
Not much, but I will tell you this. I agree with what everybody's saying. I believe there was collusion. I don't care what Mueller says. I know there was obstruction. I don't care what Barr says. And he is surrounding himself with flunkies. He's surrounding himself with people that are allowing him to do just whatever he wants. And one of the main guys who nobody has mentioned yet today that I know of is Mitch McConnell. He is the one that needs to be impeached. Can we impeach him? I don't know. But he is
he's going to be up for a tough race. He's in for a tough race in 2020.
Yeah, but he's there now, and he's doing a lot of damage. He's not allowing certain votes to hit the Senate floor.
Yeah.
He's allowing others. One of the votes that he's not allowing is the vote on releasing the Mueller report.
That's correct.
Man, he and that's what. So with Trump doing all of this, he's got the Senate. He's got the Senate speaking for him, agreeing with him. They're quoting Mein Kampf and saying how the press is no good, and they're trying to squash a free press. The Senate of the United States is working with the president to squash free press. We're heading directly for a dictatorship, and they're allowing it. And the main guy who's leading that charge is Mitch McConnell. We need to get rid of him, I tell you.
Well, Joe, let's see what happens. Let's see if your call can motivate something one way or the other. Here is Bob in Lutz. Hello, Bob.
Hey, Mark, thank you for taking my call, sir.
Thank you for allowing me to.
Hey, I just wanted to say two things, if I could. I'm not a donkey or an elephant. I'm a registered independent, but I can't say I'm really thrilled about Bob Barr's 4-page letter, because the Mueller report, we don't know how long it is. It could be 800 pages long. It's a 2-year counterintelligence and criminal investigation. And Bob Barr, the same guy who helped George H.W. Bush cover up the Iran-Contra affair by allowing them to issue 6 pardons on Christmas Day, 1992, he's released a 4-page letter, and that letter only contains parts of 4 sentences from Mueller's report. So that's called cherry picking. You know, you can't just take half of a sentence and give it to me and tell me, look, here's what the situation is. The American people need to see the entire report, minus the classified information, of course. But, you know, it's important that Americans know what's going on. They're trying to cover it up.
I agree with you, Bob. I think you said it very well, and I thank you for expressing that thought. You're listening to Midpoint Talk on WMNF 88.5 FM, your community radio station. Let's go up here and talk to, I believe, Marilyn in Tampa. Is it Marilyn?
Yes.
Oh, good to have you.
Thank you. You know what's wrong with the Mueller report?
What's wrong with it?
It's
the spaghetti?
Republicans investigating other Republicans.
Okay.
Mueller is a Republican investigating a corrupt Republican president.
Yeah, but if you listen to the Republicans, he had nothing but Democratic lawyers working with him.
It's a Barr, a Republican, and Rosenstein, a Republican, interpreting a Republican document.
Yes.
And the reason McConnell and all the Republicans don't want this report released is because they're all in cahoots with Russia. They all took money from Russia for their campaigns, and they don't want the truth to come out.
What do you think would have happened if the report came out that Obama was taking money, from Russians?
Yeah, they were ready to impeach Obama for wearing a brown suit.
Yeah, I know.
Saluting to
which I thought looked short
with a cup of coffee in his hand.
Yes, I know.
You know? I mean, that's how ridiculous it gets. And the other big villain in this story is Fox News. Did you listen to Joe Scarborough this morning?
Yes, I did.
Did you see how the first half hour he was just laying into Fox News?
He called
Russian TV.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. That's
it's very embarrassing. Very embarrassing.
And I, for one, I want to know if the president of the United
States, if you'll be my girl,
the president of my country committed a crime. I want to know that.
Okay.
That's what I have to say.
All right, Marilyn. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that passion, by the way. I really do. And there's a lot to go around. You could do it right here on WMNF 88.5 on Midpoint Talk with your hero, Mark Biro, and your telephone calls at 813-239-9663. Let's talk to John in Port Richey. Hello, John.
Hey, thanks for the show, Mark. First, I'm going to answer your question. In my opinion, why they're not releasing this report, I go back and look at the Nunes memo. That was released before the full Senate report was released, so the conservatives can get ahead of the news curve and control the debate on when it comes out. So to me, that's a pretty simple answer there. It's all about media manipulation. And then I got 2 points here. And I want to say before that I'm like with you. If there was an issue with Benghazi, yes, we should investigate that to figure out what's wrong. If Hillary had some issues with her email, that there might have been something wrong there, yes, we
and
should
they
investigate
did.
That.
And
yes.
They investigated it.
But now here's my 2 points. How many of those callers that have called in so far and said, oh, we should lay this to rest. We got the report. It's done. How many of those said that after the first report came out after Benghazi, or the first report came out after the email?
Oh, they were all ready to evict.
99% of them were not saying that. They were,
yeah.
We need another investigation. Let's go on. They weren't talking about, like, oh, we're spending all this time, or even during the investigation, we're spending all this time on Hillary's email. We could be doing governance. We could be doing health care. We could be doing this. Didn't hear that. And my last point is the shoe on the other foot test, which you kind of alluded to that. Imagine if Hillary would have won and Chelsea met with some Russian lawyer under the auspices of we're doing adoption, and then it turned out they were trying to get information on Trump to foil his campaign, or that the Russians, they did hack the Democrat or the Republican RNC, but they didn't release those. So what happens if they would have released those?
Well, look how they invented that whole thing about Vince Foster's death being Hillary's fault and Bill's fault.
But I just find it interesting that if that would have been Hillary in there, you would hear, we need to do more investigation. She's guilty. She's guilty. She's guilty.
I understand.
Double standard there. I like that.
See? Well, listen, John, I appreciate you calling. Wow. Boy, he was done. Here is Teresa in St. Pete. Hello, Teresa.
Hello, I agree with that last guy.
Yeah? Did you agree with the way he hung up?
No, I agree with what
okay.
You were saying about if
all
he
right.
was president, hell, they'd be impeached.
We're having a poll on that, by the way.
Anyway. But,
okay.
I mentioned on Sean's show yesterday that, okay,
that son of a
Trump campaign didn't collude with Russia, whatever.
Yeah.
Why was it so important for the Russians to have Trump in the White House? They took it upon themselves to interfere in our election and make sure he got elected.
And why did all those people plead guilty to lying?
Right.
About what?
Right. I want to know. I want to know why. So
I want to know
also,
if you'll be my girl.
If he wasn't colluding during the campaign, is he colluding now because he meets with Putin secretly?
Yes, I agree.
We don't know what he's doing. He
no, we don't.
Russians after he fired Comey.
Well, we can make up anything.
Yeah.
I know.
Why not? They make stuff up. Why can't I make up stuff?
Well, we want to try to...
He's with them now.
We want to try to be fair, you know?
Yeah.
That's our problem.
I try to be, but sometimes I can't be. I have to listen to their nonsense that, you know, Trump is so innocent, and I'm just like, God, he lies, everything that comes in his mouth is a lie.
Just think
that was my point. Why are the Russians why was it so important for them to have him in the White House and interfere in our election?
That's a good question.
That's my question.
Well, Teresa, that's the all-star question of the day.
Yes, it is. Yep, it sure is.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Let's see.
Okay, señoritas y caballeros, ladies and gentlemen, mighty diamond and talent, hey baby from the 17. Okay, put your hands up in the air, be hanging in the air, on everybody sing now.
That's right. That's why I was just asking her. Here is Denise in St. Petersburg.
Yeah, I'll be your girl.
Okay.
Anyway.
There's going to be people leaving you real quick.
No, I know. Anyway, I just wanted to say, what do you think about the Cohen in the South District of New York report? That's good. Somehow I feel like that's going to blow the stuff out of the park.
Well, let me tell you something. It can only get worse. It can only be worse for our president.
I think the Mueller report is going to be benign compared to this.
Yes, I agree.
Okay,
there's so much potential.
You think the same thing I do.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what's the timetable, as far as you know, on that?
For cooking a roast?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I'm not a very good cook.
I know, but how long is the timetable? Do you know?
It'll probably take about a year to a year and a half.
No, great.
It's getting close to the election time.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I think.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to do everything that they can to drag it out.
Yeah, I know. But the information that Cohen's given to them is...
Oh, it's fabulous. It's very intriguing.
It's fabulous. Better than Mueller.
Very, very intriguing.
Yeah.
All right,
okay,
Denise.
I just wanted to know your opinion.
Okay. It's not worth anything, but that's my opinion.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
I appreciate it. Believe it or not, for the first time, we have no one on the queue. And I think this is a perfect time for me to tell you how much I've enjoyed today's show. I'm so glad that you called in and expressed your viewpoints, which is exactly what this radio station is for. Really, we can't do it without you. And I want to thank at the outset Frank Knox, who's been our telephone screener, producer, our phone producer, Frank Knox, the amazing Frank Knox, and
at times like these,
my personal welcome back as producer to this show, Rob Lori. It's been great. Really great, Rob. Thank you. You could have saved that finger. Tomorrow on Midpoint Talk, Super Nola comes into the studio and will entertain and enlighten you. Super Nola, one of my favorite people. He owes me a lot of money. John Gilmore is coming up right after the top of the hour news, and he's got executive session ready to boil. Until next Tuesday, when it should be much happier, this is your hero, Mark Biro, saying, I'm on my way.
Glass of wine with Gertrude Stein. I know I love a shame, but I don't mind. That's just the kind of course it's my must pay. I'm on my way. I cannot stay another day. You're so pusillanimous, oh yeah. Nature's calling and I must go. We'll be right back.
Mark Biro returns next Tuesday at 12 noon right here on WMNF in Tampa. Stay tuned for the news.